you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Daily Pop. It turns out Hillary Duff is not afraid to fight dirty. She just revealed she has a secret weapon when it comes to arguing with her husband, and it's his mother. All right, that's right. Hillary says she's super close with her mother-in-law, and on Whitney Cummings' podcast, Good For You, she reveals that she's so close that she even calls them when she fights with her hubby, Matthew.
Do you and his mom get along really well?
So well. No, she called me on the way over here. When we fight, I call her.
What is this?
And I tell on him.
He gets tattled on all
the time.
I'll like get to work and she's like, and I talk to Rhonda and
Rhonda.
Also, what a name.
Rhonda will ream his ass for like
Rhonda.
20 minutes.
I'm calling Rhonda.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, she's the best. Oh, she's also a therapist, so like, I know.
Rhonda the therapist and mother-in-law?
She's gonna love this.
Rhonda gets a special shout out. Okay, do you guys think it's okay to call your partner's parents during a fight, after a fight, involving them in any way?
Well, first of all, I don't have a partner. And second of all, I'm not engaged to one of the most famous therapist's sons in the world. So I'm gonna let Morgan handle this one.
Yes, do you call Robin? Phil?
I love that this, I was like, where are we going with this? And then I was like, oh, welcome to your life. Okay, so I could see a world in which eventually down the road, I could call Robin and say, he's acting crazy, you need to wrangle this boy. But I just don't think there's going to be an instance where that happens, but I definitely feel like we have the type of relationship where it could go that way. It just isn't there yet. Does that make sense?
Right.
And I feel 100%. Like you need to have that relationship naturally. You can't force it because at the end of the day, this person is still their mother. And when you leave or break up potentially one day, they go with them. You don't.
Oh, for sure. But I think people aren't relying on the moms enough. And I'm saying this from research purposes. I'm saying don't call her when you have an issue, but look at her when you have an issue. Mm-hmm. If your man can never see your side in an argument, that means that his mom let him get his way all the time.
Yes,
if
well
your
said.
If your man throws tantrums, that means that his mom just pacifies him all the time. Yeah. And if your man is a boob guy, that means that his mom breastfed him for 3 years longer than she should have.
Oh my God.
Look at the mom for the research.
So I mean, I do utilize my mother-in-law when needed. I'm not above that at all. Not for like big fights. It's for things like, you know, I'll just, you know me, I'm so passive aggressive. I just will like nonchalantly say something like, yeah, Shannon, to fix that, you know, I don't know, I guess it's been like 2 months ago. I really wish we had it because it would have really helped. And she's like, oh, and then she'll immediately, Shannon, why haven't you done that? What is your problem? Go fix that.
But let me ask you a question. You call your mother-in-law to get involved in your fights. What would happen if your mother-in-law called you and said, well, Shannon told me about what you didn't do the other day, and I think you should do that. How would you accept that help?
Oh.
You know, that would be...
You
a shocker. that would throw me off my game, that's for sure. I don't know. I try to be open to criticism, but it's hard sometimes.
Oh, good night.
That was good. That was open of you, Carissa. I appreciate that.
Thank
I like
you.
That.
Thank
that she
you.
Said that,
she
you know?
She ain't open to no criticism.
What?
She ain't open to no criticism.
It depends on my mood. It just depends on how she says it. the way she says it and the substance of what we're talking about, right? Like, if it's a personal matter, I will totally back myself up. But if it's something like, you know, minor, then I'm like, okay, we'll get that refrigerator, fine.
I'll let you have it.
Yeah. All right, moving on to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Should they lose all of their royal titles? Piers Morgan thinks so, and it's all because of their video message on ABC's Time 100 special.
When the bad outweighs the good, for many, whether we realize it or not, it erodes our ability to have compassion and our ability to put ourselves in someone else's shoes. Because when one person buys into negativity online, the effects are felt exponentially. It's time to not only reflect, but act. This election, I'm not going to be able to vote here in the US. But many of you may not know that I haven't been able to vote in the UK my entire life. As we approach this November, it's vital that we reject hate speech, misinformation, and online negativity.
In an article for the Daily Mail, Pierce says that video was Harry and Meghan crossing a line by diving into politics. As Harry briefly mentioned, royals must remain politically neutral. Of course, we all know Harry and Meghan left the royal family, but they actually still have quite a few royal titles. For example, they are still the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. So should they lose all of their titles if they're going to weigh in on politics in any way?
Oh, man, I really, there's always just something new. The second you think this is going to calm down, I mean, first of all, why does Piers Morgan care so much? They're not, but they're not active members of the royal family. As you said it, Carissa, they have quit. Now, I understand that they have titles, but those titles at this point, I mean, what do they even mean? I mean, they don't get to do anything with them. They're completely self-sufficient financially. I think that they feel like it's important to address that it's important to vote, and that they're allowed to do that. They're living in America. Meghan is and has always been American. So, I mean, I don't know. First of all, I don't think they're going to lose their titles. I think the Queen is definitely going to, she's definitely bending some, you know, traditional rules for them.
Yeah, I mean, Pierce, I typically roll my eyes anytime he ever has anything to say about anything, but at the same time, his job is to criticize them, and this is something which I guess, yes, calls for criticism, because even though their message in this video was, hey, go vote, it had a slant to it, right, of who they suggested to vote for. So there is a political, I mean, agenda here, and they do have a lot of weight. I mean, a lot of people listen to what Harry and Meghan have to say.
For sure. Well, you know, maybe they can't vote, but they live in America. They're going to have to pay taxes.
And she's going to vote.
It's their right.
Voting.
It's their right to vote. It's to say it. So, I mean, I see both sides.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, I guess moving on to this part. So Meghan made an appearance, a surprise appearance, on NBC's America's Got Talent last night. She filmed a good luck message for our contestant Archie Williams, who is one of the show's finalists. She really is embracing being back in Hollywood. This was a little shocker to me because out of all the things that I thought we might see Meghan appear on, I love you, AGT, but this was not one of them.
Not me, girl.
I didn't either.
Look, AGT is run on ABC, which is owned by Disney. We saw that this woman is back here. She is trying to work. This is called working the scene and getting your face out there. Because guess what, honey? You just bought a $14 million house. This green juice in Montecito is expensive.
It is.
These plants are not going to water themselves. So if you got to put money in your bag, I don't care how you do it. As long as you're paying taxes, I'm Gucci.
And we can't really complain or be surprised about it. I mean, we knew that they were moving back and this was eventually what they were going to get into. So I think we're going to start seeing Meghan in these different formats more oftentimes than not.
Wait, what's that? Hold on. I'm getting fired. AGT is actually NBC. Get that money, girl. Get that money because I'm just about to lose it.
Do your thing, Meghan. You get on all those NBC shows.
Take my bag, girl.
First of all, Justin, that was not your fault. They usually make us say what the shows are, okay? It's the one time they don't.
That's hilarious.
I got other things on my mind. Breonna Taylor's on my mind.
Yeah, okay, let's just get to that, right? Everybody, that's what we want to talk about. So emotions, of course, running so high across the country today after no officers were charged directly related to the killing of Breonna Taylor. Protesters hit the streets after the news broke. The grand jury indicted a former police officer on 3 counts of wanton endangerment for firing into neighboring apartments, and the other officers were not charged. In Louisville, Kentucky, where Breonna was shot, the protest took a violent turn. 2 police officers were shot and suffered non-life-threatening injuries.
a lot to unpack here. How do you feel about all of this, both of you?
The saddest part about all of it is that I am not shocked that this happened. I'm in shock that I'm not shocked. And whenever you look at the footage from the night before or 2 days before, and they're boarding up downtown and they're putting road blockades before the verdict even came in, something that was honestly supposed to be stay hush-hush between jurors and a judge, you just know what to expect. You know, my people understand what to expect, and that's the saddest part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what's really sad to me is that, you know, people on the internet and Instagram often go to this thing where they say, well, you know, this person was a bad person. We shouldn't be making this person a hero. Mm. This 26-year-old woman was a frontline worker who was doing the most legal thing that an American can do. She was sleeping and getting ready for work. And people barged into her home and shot her. And there's justice for the wall of her neighbor before there's justice for her. So you're telling Black Americans and Black children that your life is less valuable than a plywood wall.
Yeah.
That's what the issue is. And I know we have to go to break, and we're gonna be back because I know we have a lot more to talk about. So you guys join us. We're gonna keep this conversation going.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. As we mentioned before the break, no officers were charged directly related to the killing of Breonna Taylor. Protesters hit the streets across the country, and celebrities like George Clooney, Oprah Winfrey, and Alicia Keys are all speaking out. Kentucky's attorney general warned people not to be influenced by celebrities and social media influencers, who he says don't understand the case and their community. But George Clooney, who's a Kentucky native, wrote an open letter saying he is, quote, ashamed of this decision.
You know, you and I, all three of us have had such open conversations about this. What do you guys think when you see something like this after 6 months of trying to get justice for somebody and it's obviously not served?
The whole thing is outrageous.
It's outrageous, it's insane, and contrary to how you felt, I'm still shocked, and maybe that's my whiteness, that I'm still shocked that this didn't, justice wasn't served here. I really thought it was going to be, and I saw that it was not going to happen, and, you know, and I've been following the case, it's just shocking to me that it ever happened.
Honestly, I have to say
that there's no justice served.
I kind of have to second what Justin said. I'm not shocked at all. And to put it pretty blatantly and frankly, if this was me, there would have been justice served.
Yeah.
If I was shot sleeping in my bed, all three officers would be, their licenses would have been revoked. They would have never been able to be police officers again. The city would have had to pay my family a tremendous amount of money. Like, we are not treated equally. And yesterday, Justin and I, we spoke a lot about this before we started the show this morning, and we kind of got into a little bit of sort of the racial injustices yesterday with Stassi and everything. And I said this to you before, the fact that Stassi Schroeder has had more of a negative impact to her life, okay, and has lost every stream of income because she made some ignorant, horrific comments that I'm sure she's ashamed of. And the police officers who killed and shot somebody while she was asleep in her own residence that she pays rent for, okay, walk free with not a single problem in sight, can still continue to make money, can still continue to pursue the job that they've trained for. It is effing bananas.
But this is
the way this world works.
This is why people are calling for police reform. And I'm gonna let you guys know in on something. The person who brushes my hair in the morning for 2 seconds every day had to go through 1,600 hours of training before he could touch a follicle on my head.
Right.
And police officers go through less.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I want to urge everybody, I know November 3rd is coming up, and yeah, you guys should get to the polls, but also when your local elections come up and your district elections come up and your state elections come up, I want you to Google the people who are running for those offices, and I want you to look at what they said or didn't say about what happened to Breonna Taylor or Elijah McClain or George Floyd.
Right.
If those people stay quiet throughout those whole things,
your answer's
silence
right there.
Is deafening.
Yeah.
And do you want those people presiding over and making decisions about your life? That's the question that you have to ask yourself, because that woman was 26 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That could have been your daughter, and that could have been your daughter.
It's true. We'll be right back, you guys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Growing Pains, it's just been very, it's been a very rewarding show because of the type of show that it is. It's a family show that parents like to see. They like their kids to watch because it represents something very good. And it shows a family that is like every other family, but a family that works and they stick together and they make it work. When you're working on a show that you're proud of and that's rewarding in so many ways, 7 years of that is a privilege, it's not a drag.
Yeah, how would you like the channels changed on your face?
Hey, guys, knock it off.
I was a little nervous at first. I don't know how they'd all deal with the new character coming in because, you know, they've been with each other for 7 years. But they really like me, and I really like them, and we just hit it off. I like that sense of security, you know, with a new show, like with Parenthood. I didn't know how long it was going to be on and everything, but here there's a sense of security. And hopefully we can be on for a couple more years.
That's a young Leonardo DiCaprio and Kirk Cameron talking about Growing Pains, which premiered 35 years ago today.
I'm old.
I watched that. I like that one. All right, Janet Kramer and Mike Cawson's marriage has survived infidelity, a near divorce, and now they are using that experience to help others. I spoke with them about The Good Fight, their new book. Joining me now are Jana Kramer and Mike Cawson. Hello, friends. How are you guys?
Good, Carissa. How are you?
I just miss you. I miss our wine nights. I miss everything.
I know. I miss you, too. I'm so excited about your guys' book. And, oh, my gosh, do you guys go there in this book? You talk about everything you've gone through, cheating, sex addiction, nearly getting a divorce. You put it all in here. You guys have been through so much, which, of course, has caused criticism. So why do you think you are the best to write a relationship book?
For us, you know, this whole book isn't necessarily even advice. It's just we've done so much work therapeutically and on ourselves and as a couple over the last 4 or 5 years that we're just sharing the tools that we learned from people way smarter than us, the clinical professionals that taught us these tools, and we've kind of deciphered through them and we're just sharing what has worked for us.
Yeah, and a lot of people are like, well, why would we want to get advice from toxic, you know, from this toxic couple? And it's like, again, it's, you know, we've been through a lot of stuff, but we're also trying to help those out there that, you know, they're not alone. And marriage is hard and it does take work. And here are the tools that we've learned to fight for each other and not against each other.
But I do have to ask, whenever you put all this in book and you're, you know, promoting it, does it feel like you have more pressure on your relationship to like make it work? And you know, does that hurt anything at all?
I think it is a lot of pressure, but at the same time, we've never claimed to be perfect.
Right.
Again, we're just trying to do the best that we can in this relationship for us, for each other, for our family. And, you know, hopefully we'll continue to grow together as a couple and use the tools that we've learned. So I'm trying not to put the pressure on us because I don't want that for each other and for ourselves.
You reveal that Mike filed for a divorce while, Jana, you were on Dancing with the Stars and he was in rehab.
Do you feel like that was your guys' lowest point?
For me, that wasn't my lowest. That was kind of the pivotal moment for me where I was like, okay, I wanna try. Like, I really wanna try. Because I knew that if I then counterfiled, I'm done. Like, once I file, I'm not going back. It's not a like, right. Okay, I'm gonna take you back. We can separate, get back together. But when divorce is like, I file, we are over. And so for me, it wasn't until the last relapse, which was the pivotal, I think, for our relationship, but I'll let you speak on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where you feel like you've hit your low until you've hit another one. And we hit a lot of those, unfortunately, over the last several years, dealing with, you know, the things that we've gone through and trying to reconcile and really grow closer together. So we've had a lot of them over the course, some more impactful than others, but we kept getting up. I mean, that's the thing. We just kept fighting for each other and fighting for ourselves. And that was the whole purpose of this book, to share that.
Have you guys been asked, because it is 2020, I mean, did you guys ever consider having an open relationship? I mean, people, you know, it's a thing. A lot of people have them now.
I personally couldn't. I mean, the idea that, you know, if anything, I'd go lesbian before I'd have an open marriage. I do love men though, but I love this man. So I just think, for me, I have too much.
It's not for us.
It's not for us. I have a little too much jealousy in my bones for that.
Yeah.
Another subject while I have you here, Jana, you talked about auditioning for The Real Housewives, but said everyone was so mean. Can you tell me which city you were trying out for? And are you a fan of the show?
It was Beverly Hills. Justin already told me I'm not allowed to do it. It was just one of those things where Teddy had asked us to have a little arc on it, but now Teddy is not a part of the show. So I think that's why we also are not going to be on the show.
I would have a hard time seeing you on that show.
I mean, the second they asked me to like glam up for the interview, I was like, oh, I can't do this. Like, I can't. No,
this is not going to work.
Like, I flip-flops and sweatpants. Like, I'm wearing sweatpants right now, so we're good.
I love it. Guys, I love you so much. Congratulations on putting your heart and soul in this book. I know it was a labor of love, and it's going to really help a lot of couples. So thank you guys for sharing it, and thank you for being willing to talk about it and join us today. I love you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
I bought the audiobook.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I'm excited to read it.
He loves an audiobook.
I do, too. Okay, that's it for us today. Don't forget, starting next week, very important, Daily Pop is going back an hour, and we have a new time. So it's going back an hour, and it's going to be an hour long. Beginning Monday, you can watch Daily Pop every day at 11 a.m. right here on E! So set your DVR so you don't miss a thing. Tomorrow, we'll be at our normal time, catching up with Kelsey Ballerini. Bye.